Louisiana's wet winter has caused problems for farmers preparing to plant. Ridding fields of weeds is usually a task farmers do a month or so before planting. But wet weather has hampered those efforts, according to LSU Ag Center weed scientist Jim Griffin. And some fields that were treated with herbicides back in the fall are starting to see weeds return.
What I've noticed over the last several weeks in traveling through the Delta and those areas is that we're having a new infestation of weeds occurring, and that is going to slow down planting operations and force growers to change some of their herbicide programs.
Farmers couldn't bring tractors into their soggy fields to spray herbicides. So more of them turned to planes to spray the chemicals over the fields.
That's going to add cost. Weed control cost because of that application is more expensive.
Griffin says high commodity prices will help offset that added cost. The scientist says farmers can use herbicides to treat fields after they plant, but must watch out for insects that may have lived in those weeds feeding on their crop.
Cutworms will be feeding on that vegetation as it is decaying, and then they'll move in into the cotton. So growers need to be aware that that could be a problem.
Farmers are starting to plant corn. Soybeans and cotton will follow. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.